Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
One of the heaviest burdens that I carry in my life is this reality that as a parent, as someone who works for the church, or even as a lay Catholic, the way that I live my life has such an impact on things. It doesn't take long as a parent to realize that your kids watch everything and they start to mimic and copy everything that you do. And so I live my life a little bit differently, kind of motivated by this reality that my choices have an impact. They have ramifications in a sense. Even as someone who works for the church, I know that people are looking to me as someone who lives as a Catholic should live. And I fall short often. And I try to avoid that public scandal of those situations. But the reality is that people who get to know me well get to know the good and the bad of me in different regards. And that's the reality as for anyone who lives as a Catholic, someone who's desiring to follow Jesus, as our choices have such ramifications. And there's so much good that can come from that. We pray that we give good witness, that our lives give witness to the love of God, and it changes the world. But also we have to realize that we fall short. And today's readings, I think, get at that kind of disparity between the two, of this reality of we possess so much, and then there's this space where we have to decide what to do with it. It's not, I think of the, with great power comes great responsibility. But to some extent, that's what I mean. So going through the readings today, we have our first reading from the Old Testament Joseph, from the book of Genesis. And this is just kind of at the end of the story of Joseph, not at the very end, but it's right at the point where Joseph has gained all power. He has the power over this whole country, and he's faced with this choice when his brothers come in and they're asking him to feed him and to provide for him. And he's gained all this wealth and all this power. He possesses so much, and he has to decide what to do, to respond out of love and charity to his brothers, or to send them all to jail, to take his hatred out on them. But the reality is that he has everything. So why is this other reality? So why does he want this other thing? What is he lacking that doesn't allow him to be generous? And of course, we know later on, it doesn't go through the readings today, but we know that he does choose generosity and love towards his brothers. And that was the one thing that he was lacking, that lended itself towards that hatred or that desire to cast them out. So then in our gospel reading for today, we have the same thing. We have Jesus who has given all the power and the authority over to the apostles. They have gained everything, and he sends them out and he gives them a couple of do nots. Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And even as it lists the apostles, it lists them by name. And it even goes, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. There's this total messiness of this awesome gift that it is to follow God, to follow Jesus, to be his disciple, and the kingdom of heaven that comes with it, that we become co-heirs to the kingdom. But there's this reality of that space between that's really a struggle. And what happens if we do? Now, I'm reminded of from St. Francis de Sales in his text Introduction to the Vow Life. One of the lines in that really struck me is this is in the section where he's talking about the different purgations, and he's talking about the first purgation of going out of mortal sin. And he says, as you go through this first purgation, keep in mind that by sinning, you have lost God's grace, given up your place in paradise, chosen the eternal pains of hell, rejected God's eternal love. By sinning, by making that wrong choice, you have been given everything. And even though you've been given everything, when you choose to sin, you have lost God's grace, given up your place in paradise, you have chosen the eternal pains of hell, and rejected God's eternal love. So my focus, as I'm thinking about this today, is I'm often so focused on other people, but I've been moved recently as I've been discipling someone, meeting with them about every month. Their whole faith has really been like built on this reality that that God loves them and they have fallen short. And it was so personal to them and God. And I think often I'm wired in a way where I'm just so worried about being a hypocrite or the perception of other people. And there's even like this kind of pride that kicks in of I need to be good. But the reality is there's this great gift of what happens in that space when God has given us so much and yet we fall short. So, and that's our response for today. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Now, mercy is that ugly reality that God has to come down from that kingdom of heaven to be with us in our sinfulness. And every time I picture that, I picture Jesus on the cross with his flesh torn, the damage that does to Jesus. I'm moved today to hold Jesus, to desire to be close to Jesus, to feel sorrow for my sins, because God has given his entire kingdom to me. Lord, may I never sin again. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for the gift of your kingdom. Help us to never sin. Help us to never be separated from you. Nail our hearts to the cross that they may never leave your side. We ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.